Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's one fewer candidate in the race for Massachusetts governor this morning. Democratic State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz has ended her campaign, saying she did not see a viable way forward. Chang Diaz was campaigning as a progressive alternative to State Attorney General Maura Healey. While her name will still appear on the ballot, Chang Diaz says she'll focus instead on progressive candidates running down ballot. Senator Chang Diaz joins us now. Thanks for being with Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me on.
So what was the key factor that led you to decide to drop out of the race? You said there was no viable way forward after looking at the numbers. What numbers?
Well, so there was no one factor, but the single most limited resource on any campaign is time. And, you know, as we, you know, look at the calendar and see that there's 2.5 months left to primary day, you know, it is one of the responsibilities of leadership to make difficult decisions about how you use limited resources in order to achieve your goals. And the goals of this campaign were never just about one person or about the governor's seat for the sake of the governor's seat, right? This campaign, for me and for my supporters, was always about injecting more courage and urgency into our state politics, about driving a progressive policy agenda, about growing power for communities of color. And, you know, we could have called some Hail Mary passes here, you know, to close the gap between myself and the Attorney General in these 10 weeks. Or we can use that energy in the service of some fantastic down ballot candidates who are also going to be, you know, great standard bearers for courage over politics. And I think that's the more responsible choice.
So you know, I just wonder, though, it was just a few weeks ago that you did well enough at the convention to get on the ballot. Wouldn't staying on longer inject courage, if you will, put pressure on Attorney General Healey to try to embrace some of your more progressive positions? Or is that not a wise strategy?
You know, it's a competition among those choices, Deborah. And you're right. That's one of the factors that I considered. We've been very successful in this race in driving commitments and consensus on some key issues, right? Like climate action and public safety policy with respect to immigrants in Massachusetts, on housing stabilization, on universal childcare and early education. But we need to make sure that people are in place who are going to keep the press on for those issues and beyond those issues. And that's why I'm highlighting these candidates, these down ballot candidates, because they are going to be a part of that infrastructure that drives accountability on those issues over the years to come.
Now, you know, because of some of those progressive issues and the way you've highlighted them in this race, you're also in a state that was pretty happy with a moderate Republican governor for the past 8 years. So I wonder if, you know, was another factor here as you were campaigning on a statewide level, did you find perhaps that more progressive wasn't necessarily what most statewide voters are looking for in a governor at the moment? Was that a factor?
It absolutely wasn't, Deborah. And, you know, and that's easy for me to, it's easy for me to answer that question. Everywhere I went, north, south, east, west, small towns, large cities, I heard a universal, essentially, and deep concern about, you know, the housing crisis in this state, about the student loan debt, about the unavailability and sort of undependability of our childcare system, about healthcare costs. People are really hungry for more urgent change, you know, larger scale change and a more urgent pace of change on these issues. And I think that, you know, what has driven so many voters over the past three decades, honestly, to vote for Republicans in the corner office is a frustration and a cynicism with Beacon Hill and a desire to have somebody in the corner office who is going to be independent minded relative to legislative leadership. And that is what this campaign was offering. And I found all over the state that it truly resonated. You know, we did not have the time and resources to get that message in front of enough people. But when we did get it in front of people, it was deeply resonant, no question.
And what are your future political plans?
my future political plans are to get these five courage Democrats elected to office. And I'm not trying, I'm not being cute, you know, Deborah, I am not thinking past, you know, I'll say probably September 15th, right? Like there's a, I'm thinking a little bit about the rest that comes after September 6th, but I signed up for a job in this election cycle to be a movement leader. And I'm going to see that job through. So that's what is in the immediate future for me. And what comes after Election Day is, you know, in the immediate term is going to be, you know, some rest and recharge with my family. And then after that, time will tell.
You're endorsing these down ballot candidates. Will you endorse your now former opponent, State Attorney General Maura Healey?
So what I said at the press conference is that I will, of course, support the Democratic nominee that comes out of this race. And I think we can all do the math, right, that that's going to be the Attorney General. But we have primaries for a reason, you know, and I really believe in that. There's important, you know, ideas and there's important differences between us on the issues. My name remains on the ballot. We worked hard. It was an historic first to get the first woman of color in this state ever on the ballot for governor. And, you know, although I am not going to be actively campaigning for myself for governor, I do still believe that I would, you know, make the best governor, and I'm going to vote for myself when I cast my ballot in this primary. And I don't, you know, I'm unabashed about saying that.
State Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Deborah.